Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. So I saw a few interesting and much discussed shows this past week. One now on Broadway, though it came from a very successful run downtown. The other is off Broadway. Now, both fit into these anxiety-ridden times we're living in. Someone Spectacular at the Pershing Square Center is written by Domenica Ferrao. Here we are at one of those so-called grief meetings, what we used to call encounter groups in my day. The dramatic crisis at hand is that the group's leader does not show up. What to do? Well, that is when the six members start sharing, accusing, helping, and so on. I've talked to people who feel the play is on the trite, so what else is new side, but all agree that the cast is first rate and audiences are mostly going along for the ride. Hey, it's someone else's anxiety, which may be a relief. We're all broken records. That's the point of these sessions, says one griever. I don't see this one moving upward, so to speak, but it catches a moment. Ironically, we just learned Phil Donahue has passed away. And well, that talk show pioneer put a lot of these discussions on the air for years. And then there is Job, or Job, however you pronounce it, J-O-B, a bad title, playing at the Hayes Theater, one of Broadway's most intimate venues. It's a compelling piece that had a successful run in Soho and then on to the East Village. Job is a cross between a therapy session, a hostage negotiation, and a debate exploring the differences in two generations' attitudes towards life and community, and especially technology. It's a two-hander starring Paul Friedman as a shrink and Cindy Lemon as this new patient who arrives with a gun in hand. Both those actors, by the way, are excellent, and they both performed in succession on TV. There are many good lines here. People do bad things, not their phones. I'm not allowed to have good politics and wear Lululemon. Yes, some good lines here. But be warned, their exchanges are interrupted by abrupt flashes of lighting and often out of nowhere sounds, sexual moaning, buzzsaws, cracking whips. Are we witnessing what's inside their minds? At the center here is something we don't see, a video that went viral. The point of this meeting is to get a shrink's approval for the new patient to return to work after her video went viral. Ultimately, Job is about watching two seemingly very different people trade traumas. A few too many in the end, by the way, but audiences clearly have taken to this therapeutic thriller. Now, as for what's coming, those announcements will keep on coming, including announcing the Broadway cast for A Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong musical. The production opens in November at Studio 54. Tony Award winner James Monroe Iglehart will recreate his critically acclaimed performance as Armstrong. He starred in the pre-Broadway production in New Orleans and Chicago. The Chicago Sun-Times wrote, James Monroe Iglehart gives a phenomenal, dynamic, and vivacious lead performance as the wondrous Louis Armstrong. Well, that sounds delicious. By the way, just as the U.S. Open is starting this week, including playing on the Louis Armstrong Stadium. And there are always books to mention. I found myself at Sardi's one day last week to celebrate a second memoir by longtime and legendary producer Julian Schlossberg. The book is called A Producer's Life Continued, and it's filled with name-dropping anecdotes. Schlossberg has worked with just about everyone, and he is truly beloved. Elaine May is one close pal. She was there to sort of interview the author, but she kept getting her list of questions mixed up with the menu. That woman, a recent book about her, by the way, is also on the shelves. She remains at 92, as hilarious as ever. Finally, some notable deaths, aside from Phil Donahue, who we lost last week. Jenna Rollins was such a unique actress, known primarily for her film work, of course, many with her husband, director John Cassavetes. And then there was The Notebook, in which she and James Garner reflect back on their younger selves. Very popular movie. And it's now a Broadway musical, about to go on the road, by the way. We don't think of her as being a stage star per se, but then I recalled seeing a small production in Beverly Hills years ago of the iconic two-hander Love Letters, and it starred Jenna Rollins and Ben Gazzara. Now that was one to remember, and I'm very glad that I did. And then there was Peter Marshall, who passed away at age 98. Now his longtime gig as host of Hollywood Squares was the headline. But in fact, Marshall also had a very long stage career. He played Albert, the role originally on Broadway played by Dick Van Dyke, to Cheetah Rivera's Rose in the original production in London, by the way, of Bye Bye Birdie. That was in 1961. In 1965, he starred in the Broadway musical Skyscraper with Julie Harris. He returned to the stage in the 1980s as Georges in La Cage aux Folles, first in the National Company and then on Broadway, and starred in the televised version of HMS Pinafore with the London Symphony Orchestra. Whew! Now that's a career, much more than just Hollywood Squares. Things are quieting down now for a bit as we come near the end of our summer and we get ready for schools. But at least we can celebrate another, and by the way, we're spending time celebrating another kind of ticket, as in the presidential kind. Anyway, next week I'll tell you about a new off-Broadway show that I'm seeing as soon as all this ends, called Table 17. It's creating very strong good vibes, and it stars one of my favorites, Carrie Young, who just won the Tony. In the meantime, get yourself to a fun table of your own, or better yet, a seat near a stage, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.